Have you noticed everyone who dances with Lucy falls in love, madly in love with her? The
Who's
French
gonna
guy.
not dance with her? Yeah, Jean Valjean,
Yeah.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I'm your host, Ziva.
And I'm Erica.
And today we're going to be talking about season one, episode 20, The Young Fans.
You made it to 20.
I know. It's great, guys. This was directed by Mark Daniels, written by Jess Oppenheimer, Madeline Pugh, and Bob Carroll. It was filmed January 18th, 1952, which, fun, maybe not so fun fact, is the day that, Curly Howard passed away.
From the Three Stooges?
Yeah, 1852, from the Three Stooges, Curly. I guess not such a fun fact, but a fact.
Fair enough. So that's so fun.
You know, like we said, it's the 20th episode filmed. And this is part of two My Favorite Husband episodes. Part of, the, you know, they take some of episode 19, George attends a teenage dance, and episode 76, which is Lucy teaches the samba. And it also starred Richard Crenna. So the synopsis of this one is that, you know, there's one girl who's just madly head over heels, not infatuated, in love with Ricky Ricardo, because it's been 2 weeks.
Two whole weeks. The love is deep.
And so because Lucy wants her to stop, she offers to teach someone that this teenage girl has a crush on to dance so that they can go to the dance together. And this boy becomes madly in love with Lucy. And so to discourage them, Lucy and Ricky pretend to be much older than they are. So that's the synopsis.
Quite the synopsis, because that's, you took so many turns in just describing what this is. So it's like you said. Now, a couple of things about, before we get into it, is there is no Fred and no Ethel in this episode, nor are they even mentioned.
Actually, a very long time into the episode for me to go, oh, wait, no Fred or Ethel.
Yeah.
And it's actually surprising, not surprising, but it's interesting because it's very similar to the Lucy Plays Cupid, except that an older couple falls in love with the two, you know.
And what's odd is no Fred, no Ethel, but also, this is the only time we hear of this quote unquote neighbor, Peggy, because that's what they introduce her as a neighbor, right? Lives in the building.
Yeah.
So she just vanishes after that. She's banned from the building. She's kicked out. She evicted.
Maybe she gets married and moves in with
Arthur.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, we don't hear a lot about any of them, right? Well, maybe this is, we should listen to the name of the woman, you know, when they switch apartments.
Oh, Mrs.
And she moves out. Goodness. She gets married and moves out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's her.
Now I'm going to have to dig deep in my brain and look for her name, because I can picture her crying on the couch, you know, because she gets no help from
an extra bedroom.
Okay, so it opens up with them being in the kitchen. And here is one of the times where it's kind of a switch of roles. Lucy is reading the paper and, you know, ignoring Ricky, or maybe not ignoring, but just kind of her head buried in the New York Times. And Ricky comes in all dressed and dapper, of course, and ready to go, because he wants to get out of the
9:30,
which is like the crack of dawn for him, because he works nights. So he wants to get out of there before Peggy, that's the neighbor, you know, comes in to kind of harass him a little. And the neighbor is Janet Waldo, who plays Peggy Dawson. I mean,
before we get into talking about her, I did want to mention that just on the cover. So I was like, what is she reading? And she could be reading something on the opposite, because she's, the cover's showing, right?
Right.
But the cover is, on the cover is General Sir Gerald Templar, who was in charge of the British forces in 1952 during the Malin emergency. I could be saying that wrong, but we can go back to talking about Janet Waldo.
So she's, I mean, Ricky is trying to avoid seeing her at all, because this young lady is just takes it upon herself to essentially break into their apartment.
Right. Oh, before we break in, I want to say the toaster.
Oh, yes.
You know, Lucy always catches the toast when the toast comes up.
Yeah.
But this toaster, again, the crazy toaster that I need.
You really
or
do.
Maybe don't, because it'd be on the ceiling, right?
It does go a little crazy in this episode.
Yeah, it hits his hand and then hits his face and then he catches it with his right hand. So that's funny that, you know, Lucy. And then when Ricky's trying to pour himself coffee, he also he doesn't overpour, but you know how, like, definitely with those types of coffee makers, like I have percolator, if it's too high, mm-hmm. just the slightest movement, it just comes straight out.
Yeah, yeah. So it did come off a little bit on the stove.
Came out a little bit. And that is a percolator, which I have and I really, really like.
I just picture him. You can hear that episode where he goes, "Lucy, is the coffee percolated yet?" I think we're so every time I hear that word, percolator.
She definitely breaks in. So Lucy's like, you know mm-hmm. what? Everyone knows you're a night band leader. You know, they're not going to expect you to be up this early. Just have another cup of coffee, relax, read the paper. I'll be right back. And in the time that she goes to do something, I don't know what she was doing, but she left and in, she literally breaks in. I wrote that. I was like,
and here's the thing. Hello? Peggy is completely fully dressed, hair is done, bow and hair, so she's been up for a while and so she's probably just waiting by the window, which again is not cute. It's very creepy. So she looks through the window, she sees that he's there, you know, alone, so she
walks in.
Now here's the thing, I know this is supposed to be like, oh, poor girl, she's no idea what she's doing or whatever. But if it's a man doing that and you are alone as a woman and he's just staring at you lovingly, it's even creepier. I mean, it could be very, very scary. It shouldn't change because it's a man or a woman, but you know, here we are as women. Just imagine someone's just there staring at you lovingly and pouring your coffee and just... It's very creepy.
I would freak out. I would be like, oh, get out of my house.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't care if you love me. What? No one invited you.
I don't care if you love me. So she breaks in because, you know, she's infatuated with him and follows him around this tiny kitchen where he's at a coffee. So he goes, you know, she notices it. She pours it quietly. And then he goes to grab the coffee to do it himself. He's like, wait, did I just pour this? What happened? I thought this was empty. So kind of questions himself.
And then
he says to himself, am I going crazy? She goes, no. And just startles him because.
And he spills coffee all over himself. I just, so creepy. But I do love when she's like, no.
The way she talks is very, it could be cute, but also very unsettling.
mm-hmm. I think that was a choice. Before we actually go further in the episode, we forgot to do a little bit of a breakdown on Janet Waldo.
Yes.
She was actually pregnant during this episode,
yes. mm-hmm.
Which I think is just kind of, it's not funny, but like it's interesting, I guess, mm-hmm. just because Lucy started the show off pregnant and this teenager, and I say teenager, and if anyone was watching this, there's air quotes because she was 31 when this was being filmed. So she was not a teenager. She was only, I believe, three years younger than Desi Arnaz at the time. So
he's not really that much of an older man.
No, not really. She actually played the daughter Judy on the Jetsons.
Yes.
And that's
did you ever watch
Jetsons? She really became famous for. No, I've always wanted to, and I just haven't.
Yeah,
I don't know if I just haven't found it. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cute. You know, it had its kind of niche moment in time, but I would watch a little bit
like the Flintstones, right?
Yeah, right.
But I love the Flintstones. So, anyways, she also played Penelope Pitson in Granny Sweet. She played Lucy's sister in the 1963 episode of The Lucy Show.
Mm-hmm.
And she did pass away in 2016.
Yes.
So that's just a little bit about her. And we'll talk about Richard Crina when he comes on. But where were we?
She freaks him out.
He freaks out, right? He says, you know, he always washes his hands in coffee, which I just,
and what I love is that, you know, okay, he's trying to, you know, calm her down because she's looking like a starry eyed, you know, just kind of crazed in love teenager. And so he's telling her, listen, we need to talk about this because you're following me everywhere. She follows him to rehearsal down to the, I was going to say the bus stop, but it's like, what does he take? The cab to
subway
to work.
Subway.
Hello. I don't live in New York. I'm sorry. This just isn't coming naturally to me. So she, you know, he follows him down there, waits for him to get into the subway and all or onto the subway. And so then he says, listen, Peggy, dear. Oh, you called me dear.
Oh, I can die happy.
And oh my gosh, it's.
At this time, Ricky's just like in over his head, right? And he's like, all right, I'm going to find Lucy.
Oh, well, Lucy's so listening because she.
Oh, yeah, she is. And she finds it so funny. And at this point, Ricky's like, okay. He says, hey, honey, or like something, honey comes up. And Lucy's like, oh, you called me honey. Now I can die happy. I just love how funny she finds
all of this. Here, just tattoo it on my arm. Can I have your autograph? Just tattoo
my autograph.
Points
at her arm. That's funny. Is there anyone's autograph you'd get tattooed on your arm?
Absolutely not.
No. I think I might. So this isn't an autograph, but I think I might get my mom's like signature tattoo.
Well, that's different.
I've always really loved her signature. It's so artistic. And I think that'd just be really pretty over by our mother-daughter tattoo. But no person other than like family would ever to get their writing tattooed on my arm.
Not a celebrity.
We're huge Lucille Ball fans. Even if she was alive, I wouldn't have her.
But now,
if she could come back and tattoo it, maybe.
Well, if she could come back, we'd have a whole other podcast, but
yeah.
So, you know, she's
Ziva to Lucy, Ziva to Lucy.
And we're back.
Come in, Lucy.
So she's, you know, Lucy's teasing Ricky about this young girl being infatuated with him. And so she's kind of giving him a hard time about, you know, her being there. And he's just like, I don't know what I'm going to do to, you know, get this girl to stop. And so he's like, I know, I'll just
great idea.
Great yeah, idea. Great I'm just going to leave her here with you. I'm going to go and you take care of it. And so she's like, oh, you coward.
Scaredy pants.
Yeah. He takes off and she's left there with Peggy, which is this conversation that they have is a pretty interesting exchange that I know you're supposed to suspend, you know, real life when you're watching these episodes, but as a wife, I don't know how much of the conversation I can take until I just lose my mind.
I don't know. I feel like as long as you're secure in the fact that your husband loves you and wouldn't actually give any time to a flouncy, silly teenager.
It wouldn't be even that. I mean,
I'd just be funny. But
the idea that she's following him and it's getting a little too much.
Creepy. I'd be like... Yeah. And the fact that she just let herself into your house.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's not just Ricky's, it's your family house. But when Lucy's like, yeah, I want to talk to you. And Peggy's like, yeah, that's good. Cause I wanted to talk to you.
She was having a grown up conversation.
Yeah. And she calls them middle-aged. And then she says, and this just hurt my heart.
It hurt your heart.
She must be pushing 23.
Hello.
I'm older than 23. My heart gonna hurt.
Well, I pushed it all the way to late 30s. Let's say that.
You're gonna leave it a mystery. I heard somewhere that 25 is like after that your body just starts deteriorating. It's like, well then I passed that. We're going downhill now. She, like I said, so they said pushing 23.
Right.
Was 31 and Richard Crino was 24. So yeah, neither one of them were teenagers, but he would turn 35 in a few days, about 5 days, I think.
Yeah. And it was also, Desi Arnaz would turn 35 just 5 days after this episode aired. And one day before Will and Frawley's 65th birthday, who wasn't in this episode.
Yeah.
Just a fun fact. So they're discussing, you know, the fact that she's very much in love with this woman's husband, Lucy's husband. And she says, okay, so she also mentions that she has this guy that she has a crush on named Arthur at school, and she wants to ask him to the dance. Well, he wants her to ask, but he's a little shy, as we will come to learn. And so, Lucy then suggests, then why don't you ask him? Well, he doesn't know how to dance. So she describes him and the way she describes Arthur, he's got what? Floppy ears and big sad eyes. She says he sounds like Lassie. And so she, what is it? Oh yeah. She wants him to kind of teach him, or teach Lucy to teach him how to dance. And, you know, but don't tell Ricky so he doesn't think that I'm being untrue. Now that's where I would cross the line and say, young lady, little girl,
right. Little girl.
Yeah. Okay. This is where we stop. This is, you know, where,
So before we move on, Peggy describes when she says the curly hair, the big sad eyes, she says that he looks like Gregory Peck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Lucy says, you know, it sounds more like Lassie.
Yeah.
While this was being filmed, or at the time of filming, mm-hmm. both Peck, Gregory Peck, and Lassie were huge box office stars. So Gregory Peck had already been nominated for 4 Academy Awards, and Lassie had already been in 7.
And Lassie films. Is actually mentioned a few times on the series. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, he's
they must love big Lassie. Star. So,
mm-hmm.
this is one of my favorite lines. Where Peggy's, you know, saying that it's going to be really hard when Lucy's like, I love my husband. And Peggy's like, well, that's rough. Like, this is going to be harder then, you know? And she says, because you have that certain something.
Oh, yes.
And Lucy, you know, she's like, oh, how do you know I have that certain something? She goes, I can tell by the way my mother looks at my father when my father looks at you.
Just. There's a lot going on in that building.
so much. We just need, you know, we have a Lucille Ball, like just their family, but we need like a full apartment complex series.
To see who lives where and what apartment, what floor. Mm-hmm. I actually have seen that breakdown somewhere online where it shows kind of where Mrs. Trumbull would live, where, you know.
No. I would say we need a show.
Oh, a show. Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's not just Lucy, the Ricardos, but everyone
involved. That'd be fun. Yeah. That would be good. So then she invites, Arthur Morton, which of course Morton for any Lucy fan knows that she eventually does become Mrs. Morton in a later Lucille Ball does for her second husband, Gary. So that's kind of a cute thing. Foreshadowing of names there. So the actor Richard Crenna is the one who plays Arthur Morton. He makes his television debut here with this episode. And he's, a carbon copy of what he plays as Walter Denton, a role he played for 4 years on radio's Armness Brooks, starring Eve Arden. And it was also, you know, also acquired by Desilu because they brought that television show or that show to television where Crenna recreated his role and later starred in Desilu's The Real McCoy. So he had a huge relationship with Desilu. He is very well known also, play in the Rambo movies. I think the later generations would know him to play
Rambo.
Yeah, in the Rambo films, and he died in 2003.
I've never seen the Rambo films, but
it's a lot of shooting and well, that's it.
A lot of shooting. All I know the films are of is Andy Dwyer saying or like talking about it in Parks and Rec. He tries to recreate it without anything else, just him talking about it. And it's really funny. So he comes in. He's incredibly shy. In fact, when Lucy opens the door, he's not even there.
No, he's peeking around the door. Right?
I love how she always gets these like super shy men. Like when she plays the fancy girl, the fancy lady with Cousin Ernie.
Cousin Ernie, yes. Ernie. She was a vamp. Yeah. She was vamping him and she was a city woman.
City woman, yeah. But anyways, So she's trying to teach him how to dance. I love when she's like, okay, you're going to be dancing with a girl, not an antelope. Because he takes these huge steps when he's trying to dance. And it's really funny.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this. I picked this up just earlier today when I was rewatching this. You know how he's wearing kind of a school sweater and it has an H on it. Now, that H sweater is also from that episode where they changed the boy's wardrobe and they're trying to get rid of their old clothes and sell it to a like a consignment shop. And he says that's the H from Havana. So it's and I went back and looked and it's the exact same sweater. So this is kind of fun to see that
reusing props.
Reusing the costume there. And so, yeah, he's trying to teach her. He's very shy about touching a woman. He's never held the hand of a woman. And she's trying to, you know, dance. He goes, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's making these giant steps. So yeah.
And then he calms down a bit, but he does like slam on her foot like three times, kind of what she does to Fred.
In the adagio.
Yeah. And so at this point, he's fallen madly in love with her.
You know, have you noticed everyone who dances with Lucy falls in love, madly in love with her? Mm-hmm. The French guy.
Not dance with her. Yeah. Jean Valjean. And so he falls madly in love. And so, of course, you knew that was going to happen, right?
Of course.
I mean, it's one of those things. There's a Bewitched episode, which I swear is just like this one, where a young lady falls in love with Darren. And then Samantha tries to talk to the boy and he falls in love with her and they have to.
They're dealing become, with teenage hormones.
They have to become less than.
Desirable.
desirable to get them to go away.
Yeah.
But so after this dancing lesson, oh, I love how she dances him out of the
sidestep.
And then he's still sidestepping and falls down the stairs, which just
he's not too bright, Arthur. He comes across as not so very bright. And so she's, you know, after Ricky comes back, I suppose from work.
Smoking a Philip Morris, right?
Of course. And they're both discussing these two kids who are in love with them. Well, by the way, Richard Crenna was 24 when he was playing this role. We discussed that the actress Janet Waldo was 30 or 31 and he was 24. And Ricky says, you know, I'm glad you got kind of rid of her, whatever. And he's like, no, I did not, because now we have a bigger problem. Now Arthur is very much in love with me. And they each individually call to tell the other person that they're going to go up there to give them a piece of their mind for stealing their love or something.
Something like that.
Something like
basically that. Yeah. Do you? Okay. Have you ever soaked your feet?
I have.
I was like, I see this all the time. And maybe people just do it, you know, that's like a private thing that they do. It's not that private, but like, it's just something you do at your own house.
Yeah.
But it's just not something that you don't see that in television now. People don't soak their feet after a long day.
To be fair, let me rephrase that. The only times I ever actually have that done, and it's rare occasions, is if I'm having a pedicure and they do it for you. So I don't have like one of those feet tubs here at home where I'm just like, it's been a long day. Let me put my feet, you know.
See, I've had bouts of like neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And like Epsom salt and hot water. I have to tell you, this is my old woman coming out. It's just really nice to just soak your feet in that.
Yeah.
Definitely with the Epsom salts. It's just like.
And we bring this up because that's what Lucy's doing. We're not just Lucy randomly.
Yes. Because she got her feet slammed on so many times.
Stomped on. Yes.
But yes. Yeah, so they decide, you know what? Because, you know, Ricky's like, well, let's say that we're too old for them. And Lisa's like, well, that didn't work. And Ricky brought the idea up. He said, maybe we're just not old enough. So that is where they decide, you know what, we're going to become very old.
Yeah. And so I guess there, you know, when when they call up there, each one calls up there, the plan is to take this each other's partner because that's only fair. So because Lucy made Arthur fall in love, you know, she owes Ricky to
right. And she made her fall in love by what? Just being a woman, really. It's like
just existing.
She didn't do anything.
No,
right?
She did not. She touched them.
How dare she?
Yes.
Before we move on a little bit, we were talking about their conversation about Arthur Morton. And she says, you know, he's no Arthur Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we touched base on this, right?
Yes.
Murray taught dance and franchised his dance schools, kind of like little Ricky. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say his last name because I always say it wrong.
Thibodeau. Keith Thibodeau.
Yes. Keith Thibodeau. Like him. Arthur Murray started his in 1925, so a bit earlier. He had a television program from 1950 to 1960 called the Arthur Murray Party, and the song Cuban Pete, which Ricky sings in The Diet, includes the line, "And Cuban Pete don't teach you in a hurry like Arthur Murray,"
mm-hmm.
which I think is funny. So I just wanted to give a little
and
shout out.
Those schools still exist to this day, the Arthur Murray dance schools. Yes.
Well, if I danced, I would have to try to get a class there, but I don't.
New Year's resolution, dance. Take up dance for the podcast.
No one wants that.
And so, of course, like you said, their conniving plan to get these kids to stop liking them is to appear very old, too old for their liking. As Peggy is the first one to come in. Well, first, let's describe what they look like. They have these old wigs on. They, you know, they're talking like they're missing their dentures.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's interesting is they didn't look too far from what they actually ended up looking like, Lucy and Desi. You know,
so say, even by the end of this show, the Lucy mm-hmm. show, Desi kinda look like that. Have to use hair. Well, no, but he did have to use hair.
Yeah.
Or shoot black polish, whatever. He had to dye his hair basically to get away the gray hairs. Mm-hmm. And Lucy did end up, I don't think she ever did in I Love Lucy, but in the later shows, she did wear a wig for most of the time. So.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's like very
said, not far off.
And so they walk out, you know, wearing old people outfits, and Ricky's got his hair half white, or actually mainly white. He's got glasses on, pretending that he's got dentures, and he's in a wheelchair. And then Lucy's got the, you know, when Peggy comes in, she pretends to put her dentures in, which freaks her out.
A little acting.
So like we said, as viewers, we have to suspend reality, but
these children are not very smart.
They're not very bright.
They're perfect together though, I guess, right?
Yes.
The fact that they both fall, like you see it, you came in at night, like, he's running
around,
or, you know, jumping around in performances. You see him perform at the nightclub. You know how active that is. Someone who's then wheelchair ridden at night. Also, where did they get the wheelchair on such short notice?
They had already called, right?
They had already called, like, hey, we're coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, this is a neighbor. So really, what's her face should have been there like that, right?
Yeah.
Peggy.
What's her face?
I'm sorry. We got to keep that in. Don't edit that out.
Yes.
Peggy should have been there. You know, maybe neighbor, say, you know, you call people neighbors sometimes.
Yeah, like down the street or something.
Building, yeah. I would call my friend, my neighbor, but she was really across the hall. And,
right.
You know, so say for devil's advocate, she was a few floors lower. She still is there so quickly. How did they get a wheelchair?
So she was there first. And, you know, very, very upset and says, you know, it's only right that I have Ricky because you,
that's how that works.
You know, that too. That's how people bargain, I guess. And so
people's lives
and marriages and romances. And so she's like, you're right. Yeah, I guess, you know, have he's
him.
All
Take
yours.
Him.
Take him.
But I'll get him for you.
I mean, I have to warn you, he's not put together in the, you know, she says, I've seen him in the mornings first thing. So I know that he looks like that. She says, oh yes, he's put together by then. And she's like, put together? What do you mean? She's trying to scare her into not wanting this. And she says, I don't, you know, I don't scare easy. I'm okay. Like, all right, fine. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. So she wheels him out. It's like, what? Suddenly he's 20 years, 30 years older. And
can't even walk at night.
Can't walk because of the
rheumatoid.
The rheumatism. Yes. Rheumatism,
which could be arthritis or something else. Mm-hmm. But so I love that they have her like jiggling his legs to keep jiggling.
Yeah, there's and a
they
very
say that a bunch throughout.
It's a bit of a innuendos that you can throw in there by saying, say that, you know, keep you jiggling know, them. Jiggles,
and that she jiggles better than Lucy ever jiggled.
She's a better jiggler than Lucy. It's like, what?
Say what?
Excuse me. And so they're trying to, you know, tell her that in order for him to feel better, she has to. By the way, we're talking about legs. She wants him to jiggle his legs because yes, we just keep saying jiggle him. And so he's like, sorry. And when she stops, of course. So when she stops, she's like, keep jiggling, keep jiggling. It's just, of course, there had to have been what we're doing during dress rehearsals, because you can't just be serious during a line that. Like that over and over. So she's exhausted as to having to do this because of the poor circulation in his legs due to this condition.
Yes.
And, you know, so.
The drums too. For her, that's
he's
so
like
cute.
That's not you. Are you sure you're not Ricky's father? You know, she's like, no.
Prove
they it's put, me.
They play this is the second time. Oh, actually, the second time we hear that song,
the Babaloo.
You know, I feel like I hear Babaloo. I think that's it. Happened. They sing. He sings it so much in the I Love Lucy show. He does sing it quite a bit, but this is the second time that we've heard it.
Yeah.
Song, but anyways. So at this point, Arthur comes in and he does not scare as easy as Mm-mm. Peggy.
He likes it. He likes like, the elder lady.
And she's like, she's aged.
Oh, no, she's well, very well preserved.
Well preserved.
Yes. so he likes the fact that she's an older woman and, you know, she's got the glasses on. And
I love that. Where'd you go?
Oh, there you are. And so she's got a wig on, of course. And so
I love this.
He doesn't scare easy. And so she says, you know, she says, I like your hair. Oh, you like it? Here, you can
here
have
you go.
It.
And she holds it off.
Takes it off.
Hands it to him.
And underneath his snow white hair.
Oh, I love that. It's so funny.
So they both,
and that's basically at the end.
Run out.
So they run out together. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to kind of assume that they've run to each other and
live happily ever after or something.
Know, or not.
Who knows? Because they're not, again, the brightest. But the it's... brightest. Yeah, we never hear of these two people ever again. And it's cute until it's not, when you really break it down.
Right.
Yes, through the stalking and
it's one of those ones where it's like, this is a good episode, but mm-hmm. there are a few things because it, you know, we'll step up on a soapbox real quick. Yeah, what you said, it really, when it comes down to it, absolutely 100% is stalking.
Oh yes.
Which is nothing cute about.
No.
And definitely the idea that he is now woken up so early to try to avoid her, mm-hmm. you know, and they're making light of it. But the fact that if you're trying to alter your schedule to avoid someone, you know, it's become call the polpo. Call the police.
Yeah. And again,
it's a serious thing.
I bring this up only just to really make us feel it, as if it were the other way around. If it was a woman getting ready for work and the guy is just waiting outside the window. I mean, think about that. And then he sneaks in and is watching her, you know, eat breakfast or whatever.
Yeah. And helps her, you know, like pours her.
Yeah. We wouldn't think it was something. It was so cute, but because it's a young lady infatuated with a star or something, then we kind of accept it. But again, it's just a premise for a show, but you know,
I think it's interesting because every time, you know, a show like this, an episode like this airs on a show, it is the woman that falls in love with the man first. Like, mm-hmm. like I was talking to Bewitched, and I wonder if they thought about that, like if the man was in love first, that might come off, that might be harder to to be okay with that. But if they fall in love secondly, then it's like, part of the plot and it's funnier. And you know,
now, I know that in the real life, when they were acting, we mentioned that they were 31. Richard Crenna was 24 and Janet Walder was 31. In the actual plot of the show, were they supposed to be teenagers, like underage teenagers? Yeah,
they were supposed to be like in high school, which is, again, in its own right, just a very, you know, because we talk about how women can be stalkers, but we also know that women, you know, in situations like these, it's very easy then, like if Ricky did anything at all, even the teeniest thing, for then him to have been the one that got in trouble, definitely in this, you know, time and age where like, you know, because she's the one that's underage, but
yeah, because it's sort of like, I think you've probably seen actors. Let's say you have an actor like a Johnny Depp or something, and you have a little girl who's five and is in love with, Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
That's cute.
And, you know, no, and it's so like you like, five, right? Oh, I'm in love. So you bring the little girl and it's like, oh, cute. Okay. I'm in love. And okay. But there comes a certain age where you can't do that. Anymore. It's not cute. It's now criminal because, almost.
Right. It becomes a problem for the actor. And I don't think a lot of people really think about this, about how carefully, you know, actors and actresses have to be.
Well, especially so during fans, social media, because they're probably getting a lot of messages from teenagers who are posing as adults or who knows what. And it's just like all, you know, you're much more open to something like that, to essentially getting in trouble. But in this case, you have a young lady who is no one's watching her. She's just like on her own, going to the nightclub, going to the subway, going to this man's apartment with his wife and telling her that, you know, she's going to take him. So it's we maybe get looking into it too much. It's an I Love Lucy episode, yeah, maybe, but it touches on a lot of real life modern day. That's why we break these down, really.
But we also want to talk about it in this day and age too. So
like, would this episode be written today? And if it was, how would it be addressed? You know, that's also something. And because I think people would be like, wait, isn't it a teenager underage? So, you know, letters and social media and canceling. So yeah, there's a lot of premises we come across in I Love Lucy that just wouldn't fly for various reasons today.
But it was a good,
it was fun.
Yeah, like we said, it's one of those episodes where it's fun until you look into it any further than just really the surface, the top, you know.
And if you want to get immature, just listen to the parts where she says, keep jiggling. Okay, and with that, thank you so much, guys, for listening.
Thank you so much. Find us everywhere.
Everywhere.
Our Facebook having a ball. You do them. You're so much better at it. Go.
Having a Ball Podcast on Facebook, Having a Ball Pod on Instagram, havingaballpod@gmail.com to tell us how much you enjoyed this breakdown of this particular episode, and on YouTube, Having a Ball Podcast.
Your voice was super like podcasty for a while. And today we will be talking about. No, okay. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye, guys. Around. Bye.